Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
If for whatever reason you've been convicted of something and spent time in jail, returning to the workforce, especially in a white-collar job, is extremely difficult. Now the body which represents HR managers, the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, is working with TUSU, which works alongside convicts, former convicts, to help with training and mentoring. But will employers see beyond the crime and recognise the rehabilitation? Sally Eli is the head of the CIPD Trust and is on the line. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Now, Sally, tell us more about this scheme with TUSU.
Right, yes. So we are introducing a partnership with TUSU where we're matching mentors, HR mentors from the CIPD, we're a membership organisation for HR professionals, with people who've had criminal convictions who are looking to get back into work. There can be a lot of stigma and prejudice that's around this area, and it can be very hard for people to build their confidence and skills. And HR people tend to be really good at that because they understand the workplace, they understand the sorts of things that people need to prepare themselves for to get back into work.
Yeah, and what kind of training and mentoring is involved? Is psychologically preparing the workforce or psychologically preparing the former convict?
Well, in this particular case, it's about preparing the person with the conviction, because it's going to be a one-to-one matching somebody with matching up an HR mentor with somebody who's looking for work. So they won't be necessarily going into their workforce. And in that case, it's very much about the psychological support for the individual. That said, HR people are very good at being able to provide that kind of support within their organisations. And employers who are thinking about taking on people with convictions often need to look at how to do this, what to do, what they need to understand in terms of legislation, how they prepare the rest of their workforce. I talked about stigma before. There can be a lot around this. And a lot of it's about myth busting and breaking down those kind of stigmas attached.
Okay. Is there an issue with insurance, public liability insurance, having a former convict on the premises?
It's all about risk assessment. So employers, we always encourage employers to really look at the roles that they have available and any risk assessment associated with that. The vast majority of cases there won't be. As I said before, there's a lot of prejudice around this and there's a lot of confusion. So it really comes down to an employer working out, and this is again where HR can be really good at that. They come in and they think about, what are the risks associated with this role? What's somebody done, particularly in their past, that perhaps would preclude them for a job? But also, as I said, the vast majority of people can actually enter into a variety of roles.
Now, what about those employers who might say publicly that they are all in favour of doing the right thing, but have no intention of hiring an ex-con?
Well, I think that I think they need to be called out, because I think that why would you do that if you didn't need to, if that wasn't your intention? Our program focuses on those employers who really do want to do something and who are putting their name behind it. In the UK, we have lots of employers. I don't know whether you're familiar with Timpson.
Very familiar.
They're a big key cutting.
And the cobblers and the key cutters at Timpson, don't they hire deliberately quite a good slice of the workforce from former convicts?
They absolutely do. 15% of their workforce is they employ directly from prison. They started off doing this because they thought it was a good thing to do socially. And then they realized that this could actually be a marketing tool for the organization, because customers and colleagues alike actually like the fact that they're doing this.
Okay.
I would also say as well that there's a real, in Ireland, we know that there's, CIPD Ireland did a survey recently amongst employers that said 91% of employers have skill shortages. This is a really good way of finding hidden talent and being able to support someone in the process.
Okay, well, best of luck with it. I'm sure it's not going to be an easy task, but best of luck doing it. That is Sally Eli, the head of the CIPD Trust.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.